Thank you so much for joining us, WGN Radio. I know that many of you have heard throughout the day our coverage of the tragic shooting today of Commander Paul Bauer, and the city is grieving tonight. I know that I know several police officers who served under Commander Bauer. One of them, a friend of mine who I've known since she was very young, said that Commander Bauer would take time out of his week to check in with her, talk to her about different issues. And one of the things that he was very passionate about was making sure that repeat offenders, people who were lifelong criminals, would serve their terms or be sentenced or be convicted. And it was a frustration that he had. It was something he worked toward. He also worked in the community, reaching out to people, wanting to make that connection, knowing that there had been a division between the police department and certain neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. He created a wonderful gathering of people. He had coffee with the commander. And here was a man who served his city. He was a father, a devoted husband, a beloved neighbor, and a highly regarded police officer. And again, our hearts go out to his family, to his brethren in the police department. We truly have lost one of Chicago's finest. We are in the Allstate Showcase studio. It's a cold night, and I know that Michael Heidemann, our producer, is back from parts yonder. You were out in Los Angeles. We welcome you back. Hope you had a great time.
Yeah, good to be back. Oh, man. I missed this city, and I missed the cold. And
what? Stop. You don't. No one believes you. No one believes you miss the cold.
Yes, I was wearing a t-shirt just a few days ago, and now I'm back to that 8-pound coat.
You can wear a t-shirt. You just won't, you know. Yeah, your mother will be mad at you.
You'll be a little cold. Your arms will be a little bit red, as they say. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. But it's good. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you as well. And Steve Van Dinter joins us in studio. Yes.
Good evening, everybody.
Tech guru. Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
I have. Sat in the traffic on whatever the freeway is out there on the way to the airport. But no,
the 405, the 10.
Yeah, probably. I think it was the 405. It's very congested, but beautiful area.
It is beautiful. What now? Did you go to the ocean? Did you go to the beach?
Yes, I did. Oh, good. My gosh. Patty, I got to tell you, the beach was amazing. There is this thing. I don't know if you've seen it when you went to L.A., but there's these things called e-scooters.
Yes.
And it's the greatest invention of all time. Why don't we have e-scooters in Chicago?
You know, we are catching up with the rest of the world when it comes to beach culture. I don't know if you've noticed that. We finally put in a couple of volleyball nets. We're like, hey, this bouncing the ball over a net thing seems to go over really well with people. So they're working on it. Yeah. You know, the jet skis, like, I think that was like last year.
That was mind-blowing when they're just like, jet skis?
I know, on Lake Michigan, so give us some time. People are paddleboarding out there. Mm-hmm. You'll get your e-scooters eventually.
All right.
You know, I mean, like, the jugglers are still like, oh, we can be out here? All right, then.
Oh,
cool.
That's the
best street
part
performers.
Of it. Yes.
Yeah. You went to the Magic Comedy Castle, didn't you?
I went, yes, to the Magic Castle. I never thought I'd ever set foot in this place.
Well, now, tell people why you never thought you would set foot into this place.
All right, so as legend foretells, this Magic Castle in Los Angeles is only, you can only step foot in there if you know a magician or if you're connected to this magic world in some way or another. And it's a very exclusive club that's been around since the 1900s. And I never thought, I don't know a lot of magicians, to be honest. And I don't think a lot of people do.
You never asked me.
Oh.
I know, not that I'm a magician. Yeah, very excited.
I was going to say, those new things nightly.
He's like, wait a minute, what? No, very good friend of the show, Jimmy Schubert, is a world-class magician, actually. He does what I call angry magic. Ooh. But yes, he is also a member of the Magic Club. The Magic Castle. But you never asked me, but you did get a connection, didn't you?
I did. We have a mutual friend, Dr. Lars Dingman.
How incredible is that?
He was the guy who got me into the Magic Castle. I can't think of him enough.
Of course. Doesn't that make sense that Dr. Dingman would know we'll ask it to Ez when she comes back, but wouldn't it make sense that Dr. Dingman would know a magician?
Now it's all coming together, Patty. No.
So now I've never been in there, even though I have several friends who are magicians and I could. I just have never gone because it seems like, it seems like a kind of a romantic experience or something you want to go with a really good friend. And when I go out there, it's usually for work, so I never have had time. So what was it like? Are there table performances? Is it a stage performance? Is it...
So it's everything and more, Patty. I mean,
I'm not getting a lot of details here.
No, I want more, too.
Okay, so you walk in, and it's this great historic castle in the middle of Beverly Hills that it's kind of unassuming, to be honest, besides the fact that it says Magic Castle on the side. You need to dress to the nines to get in there, and once you get in there, it's like, It's like your rich uncle's house, and in every room they have four theaters that's magic, that they perform magic every 15 minutes. There's card tables around where people are doing close-up magic.
It's crazy.
There's a dungeon area that you can
go
down.
I'm sorry, you have a what area?
A dungeon area.
What happens in the dungeon?
Yeah, exactly. This seems like a different club altogether.
I know, right?
Well, Steve, that stays in the dungeon. but mainly it's close-up magic, so it's not as cool as you probably think. It's a lot of close to magic and card tricks, and you can go there. They have four theaters, five bars. Everyone is dressed up in costumes and very, very eloquently, and it was just an awesome time. They had a speaking owl where you can go up to one of the bars and you ask this animatronic owl, like, yes or no questions, and it will go hoot and answer every question yes or no, and it'll open up a world that you never saw. They had a piano player, which was actually a ghost. So you would go up to this piano playing room and you would say, "Hey, Irma, I just had a question. Could you play some Peter Frampton for me real quick on the piano?" And then it would play it right away. And then you would ask it questions like, "Hey, so my friends are from out of town. Do you even care?" And she'd go, "Doot doot," like, "I don't care." So you're talking to a ghost piano the entire. It was.
How long did you spend there? Because I could see never leaving. How long are you allowed to stay?
I think it's a normal bar, so it closes at around 2. I was thinking about getting in one of the closets and just staying there overnight. But it was, you can say that, I think it opens around like 6 and
okay.
It closes at 2.
And how long were you there?
I was there for about 4 hours.
Wow.
Okay, that seems like a good deal of time there.
It was, I had the best time, and I can't thank Dr. Lars Dingman. I mean, this guy is truly magical, so it was great to see him.
Great, now people are going to be asking him for favors now. Can you get me the magic castle?
Do you have to bring the magician with you, or do you just have to know magician?
No.
They put your name at the door?
Yes, they put your name at the door.
Okay.
We, since I'm not part of the magic whole group, but the gathering, I suppose, I needed to bring my magician with me. So it's a BYOM. Bring your own magician.
BYOM. So you had to bring your own Dingman.
Whoa. Yes, I did need to bring... I did need to bring my own Dingman, that's the cool thing. Then I don't know if I'm supposed to be giving away these secrets or anything, because I don't know how tight-knit it is. But let's just say to get into the club, you need to go through a bookcase, for God's sakes.
That's cool.
That kind of place.
I wonder how you register as a magician. Like, what qualifies?
I was wondering. Is there a licensure or what?
I would think that there is. I think we have a friend of the show. We have a couple friends of the show that are magicians. Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask if, one, they are members of such clubs.
Yes.
And if they have been to the Magic Castle. And, I mean, like, do we study? Do we have to get a certification?
I want to know, how many tricks do you need to know how to do? Is it, like, 100 or can it be 10? Because I know 3 really well.
I'll bet you you know 3 really well.
3 that
is one of those the broken thumb.
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Exactly.
Sorry, wow. I'm not making. Can you not do the
of course
sever your thumb?
Yeah. Okay, I guess it's just 2 now then. Yeah, fine.
Yeah. No, you can count that one.
Okay, yeah, the broken thumb, and then I know 2 other card tricks. But if we know all these magicians, why don't we take a road trip, the Pretty Late Show, down to L.A. one of these days?
I'm in.
Well, it's out of the powers that be. Let's see if we barely got parking tonight, Michael. Let's not get excited about going to, you know, I mean, their show's going to Vegas, they're going to the car show, they're going to Harry Carey's, they're having cocktail hours. Me, I get here and like, I'm sorry, can I help you? No, I want to park in the lot. I'm sorry, can I help you? My name is Patty Vasquez. I work at WGN Radio. Sorry, we don't have your name on the list. I got nervous. There was a moment where I was like, are they not telling me something? Is there something I should know about the rest of my week? Should I make other plans?
Right.
Steve Antinter, have you ever been in a job where, like, all this, like, whether it's like we're supposed to have a key card and it doesn't work anymore?
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder what's going on here.
Yeah.
Something didn't get the memo?
Yeah. Right. Or you feel like you're in some sort of horror film and now you're trapped somewhere.
Yeah, when I worked in TV, it was like that. We had our badges because, of course, there was like layer after layer of security, and got to the front door and it didn't work. And then called my coworkers and I'm like, there wasn't a memo that I missed, was there?
Is there something that I was supposed to know?
No, the key card system's down. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, sure it is. By the way, this came up in the meeting, I think, that we had with WGN. I want to talk about this for just a moment before we turn to Steve Antinter and the, ooh, he's got a bunch of tech toys.
Yeah.
we were talking about the Blackhawks season, and I know we heard the post game coverage and the game, and people are feeling people are so emotionally attached, right? And this, and look, it's your team. You get behind your team, and you stand up, right, and you go, "Hey, we got this. We're gonna turn this around." You know, the Hawks can't. Well, they never stand for losing. You know, for a long time, they, you know, make the right moves. You know, Coach Q, he's gonna figure it out. He's gonna say, "I'm not really. I don't feel like I'm rallying the troops strong enough." I'm like, just come on, everybody.
We can do this.
Stiff upper lip. That's very British. That's not what we want for hockey. But I didn't grow up watching hockey, so I was always a baseball fan. I was a Cubs fan. So the fact that people are getting nervous now, I'm like, do you have any idea what it's like to be a Cubs fan your entire life? Come on. Hang in there. You show up for your team. You root for your team. Sure, you get, you know, justifiably angry and frustrated when things go wrong, but you get behind your team. More after this on 720 WGN. That music means that Steve Van Dinter's here, Verizon's tech guru, our gadget guy, Steve Van Dinter. You can follow him on Twitter at @SVanDinter.
Very good.
I love when people get excited when I get things right. It makes me happy. She got it right. What did you bring today? You brought one. You took a selfie of us already.
I did. And today. Fun. I mean, we can now talk about this today. It's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Well, first, before we get to that, do you find it weird when people wish you happy Valentine's Day that you're not really a
romantic
Valentine with? Yeah.
Maybe they're wishing you a romantic happiness. You know, they're saying, I hope you enjoy whatever way you celebrate Valentine's Day.
I had someone yesterday that I don't really communicate much with and had emailed me, and we communicated about some work stuff, and then sent a second email afterwards. Oh, by the way, forgot to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And I was just like, huh. I've never had someone do that for me before. So
was it someone who it's possibility of
no.
being
no.
no. Wow, that was a hard hard no on that, Esmeralda. Hard no. Well, I mean, maybe
it struck me as odd, but then, you know,
maybe some people, you know, they like to they've held on to it since grammar school when they
gave
you those sweet tarts, you know, the sweet tarts with the
yeah.
mine.
I love it. No, I'm all for candies if you want to drop candy off my desk.
I didn't bring you any candy. I have some
it's
in my
right.
office. I'll get you some.
I brought you a
I was wondering what that noise was. Did you just print up a picture of our selfie?
I did.
See, I was at an event. As were we somewhere together where they took a picture of us, and then the next thing we knew we had magnets. Were you with me somewhere?
No.
We did a
no
photo
magnets.
Booth.
We've been in photo booths.
Right, but
no magnets.
But this is so these are photos. You can have
yeah. So this is the LifePrint photo and video printer. What you can do anytime you take a picture on your phone or from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, it goes Bluetooth to this wireless printer
what?
That doesn't use ink. So there's no ink used in that process.
So it's not like
no, you're not going to smear it because there's literally no ink. So it uses a thermal printing technology and magic,
what?
Michael. In order to make these pictures happen.
By the way, that's the classier version of Magic Mike. It's Magic Michael.
Magic Mike.
I'm where this is going.
That got weird. This is really cool. Look at this. It's a thermal laser printing on this little tiny, this little printer that you brought.
And then the other surprise is that back peels off and it's a sticker.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
never
cool.
ending surprises there. But it's really cool. So if you got a special someone and you want to, you know, all of us have pictures on our phones, but more often than not now we're not doing anything with them. They're sitting in a cloud somewhere, you know, taking up space.
It's the weirdest thing.
Isn't it?
I have like 20,000 photos.
Yeah. And how often do we go back and actually look at them?
Every day. No.
And now you can cherish our picture forever.
I will cherish
But it's cool because, you know, like back in the day, pictures, you know, sat in a box because there were so many of them. Now we don't have a lot of printed out pictures, so this is a cool way to kind of memorialize fun events that happen in your life. They're little 2-inch by 3-inch photos, so they're different size too, which makes them a little bit unique.
This is very cool.
And it's a battery powered Bluetooth printer, so it's cool.
So you can recharge it, so you don't have to.
Yeah, you recharge it. And it's also a video printer as well.
What do you mean it's a video printer? You can
thought you'd never ask.
What?
So it uses augmented reality. So let's say we took a video of us like on the air right now, and we had that picture that it printed out. You could use the app and cover over the picture, and you would see the video pop up of what we, and doesn't matter who it was, if it was you or I or someone else looking at it, they could unlock the special video that's part of that.
I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't even know where the paper came out. Like, where does the paper go
that
in?
That end right there, yeah.
So how do you fill it?
So there's it opens up kind of like
a clamshell.
Yeah, it slides out. Like if you slide it like this,
Okay. Like
that. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. So just, you know, slides in and out.
I didn't break it yet.
No, you're good. Right. And the paper goes in there. I think I've got like 10 sheets in there right now. But yeah,
and where can people, can they pick this up at the Verizon store?
Yes,
on Michigan
it's in
Avenue?
Our stores and also online at verizonwireless.com. But I just thought it was so unique, especially for like Valentine's Day when you want to do something special. This is one of those things where, for one, I guarantee your Valentine has never heard of the Life Print printer. And two, it's going to be something that they're going to want to use because it is cool.
That is really cool. So the Life Print printer, and you can send your selfies right to your little printer.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is super cool.
And it's pocket size too, so if you wanted to bring it with you on a trip or for a special occasion, or like you said, if you want to go just, you know, randomly take pictures with strangers and print them out for them, you can.
I was just going to say that. I mean, you could, because, you know, when you like, oh, take a selfie with somebody,
yeah,
and then I just print it up, I have a copy and here's your copy,
right.
Strange random person.
It would be odd, but it would be, you know, kind of cool. They'd remember you.
Welcome to the people who run into me. They're like, well, you're strange. I take selfies with strangers all the time. Like if I really like my cashier at Walgreens, or the people, like, you know, if anyone's helping us out with, especially with Declan, you know, if someone goes above and beyond,
oh, yeah,
I take a selfie. So now I can give them a copy of the
picture.
I
love it.
That's very cool. So the Life Print printer. All right, cool.
Yeah, so those are cool. I
think it's a great Valentine's Day
gift. Thank you.
You get time to stop by and get one. Now, this is for in case your Valentine is a stalker.
Right. I was actually kind of thinking about that as I was driving in. I was like, you know, you think about your exes, and then
Valentine's Day is a weird thing because
it's very weird.
There's so much stress between the holidays and Valentine's, and then you're like, do I just hang in there with this relationship until after Valentine's Day,
right?
Or do I break up? Do I do the really awful breakup with somebody
beforehand? Yeah,
before the romantic,
because you don't
want to
get the gift and then have it be awkward afterwards. You know,
breakups are never not awkward.
Right.
Never.
But then there's the thing in your head that's like, do I spend the money on the really nice gift if I know it's March is going to come and it's not going to be here anymore? It's just a question. You know?
I think it's a reasonable question. I think that if you know,
Michael's laughing over there.
If the relationship's not going to last. But here's the thing: when did you know? Did you know 2 weeks before Valentine's
Day?
Well,
that's a good question.
Right? Is it the night before? Is it because of the money that you realize you don't want to be with that person?
That would be bad. That would be cheap.
It would be a little. It would be strange. So tell me about Ring. This is the video doorbell.
Yeah. So I brought the Ring video doorbell. So this is the Ring video doorbell 2. I love this thing though, because a lot of people in the holidays like it a lot because of the whole porch pirate thing. But it really does get a lot of use year round. So I'm gonna just pass it over to you. I feel like this is like a show and tell sort of thing.
I love show and tell with you.
But the nice thing about that is it works in two ways. You can either mount it using like a command strip or something like that. Oh, she pushed the button.
Sorry.
It works.
Wait, so this is what you hear when you push the button.
So that's what the person who's outside your home hears. So they push the button so they know that it's active and working.
Right.
And you can actually tie it into your current doorbell system, so you would hear it ringing throughout your house.
Right.
But it's also going to trigger a live video feed to your phone.
Can it make your phone ring?
So it's going to pop it up on your phone, and you don't have to actually be in your home. You could be, you know, with Michael out in LA at the Magic House and see this like video feed come in, and you could talk to the people from your phone. You know, it works great in terms of just keeping track of what's going on at your front door. If you're expecting packages, you can see when they're delivered. And if people are coming, you know, porch pirates, always a great thing for them to know that you're watching them.
Yeah, this is great. I think this is, wouldn't you rather have your phone let you know someone's at the door rather than like having to answer the doorbell?
Oh yeah, that's great.
Right?
Yeah, because then people can't be like, well, you weren't home. Like, I'm always
home.
Right,
I'm always
I saw
watching.
You. I
well,
saw you with your
too,
tacky
is it's
scarf.
Like, especially if you're living alone or by, you know, like you're older, you don't want to go to the door and answer for somebody you don't know. This is a way for you to have a conversation, let them know you're there without having to actually open up your door.
This has, you can talk to the...
Two-way audio.
There's two-way audio on this little box?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's got video, two-way audio, and I do love, have you ever pushed a doorbell and you're like, did they not hear it?
Right.
Is this doorbell ring? But you know it works because it does this. Hold on.
It does work.
It does work. I love that. So that's Ring, again, available at Verizon.
Yeah, so those are nice. I mean, it's the video quality is great. And the other thing is when there's motion detected, it actually clips it for you, the video clip. So let's say something nefarious happened on your porch. you can actually save those clips and send it to the authorities if you needed to for identifying.
I like that one.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Steve Van Dinter. It is Valentine's Day, so he's got a gift for you if you want to go romantic, which is the Life Print printer, or if you are worried about porch pirates and exes.
Or creepy stalkers.
You can go, you can get the ring with the video, two-way audio. I love both of those things. Well done. We're going to talk more with Steve in a little bit. We also have a guest coming up after the 1 a.m. news, Chicago interior designer Susan Brunstrom, and she's with SweetPeasInspired.com. So we're going to talk a little bit about decorating for your romantic adventures tomorrow. Ooh. That sounds exciting.
I like it.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here with your news is Rob Martier. Valentine's Day, everybody. Are you ready? Some people feel a lot of pressure. I think this is a very stressful day for some folks. And maybe you didn't even plan anything. Maybe you're cynical about it and you didn't care. And now you're thinking about, like, maybe I should care. Because when he says he doesn't care, maybe he cares. Or she says, oh, don't worry about getting me anything. Maybe she doesn't. You get in your head. But you could do some simple things to have some fun. Steve, have you ever gone over the top with, like, you know, decorating for Valentine's Day or
not
going out
for
some...
Valentine's Day?
You don't,
no.
You're one of those guys?
I'm like, you know, I've always been one of those where I prefer being doing the special surprise other times of the year, because it's like everyone expects it on Valentine's Day and the bar is set so high.
Yeah.
And
all
then,
right.
You know, you kind of forget that it's coming up, and then what do you got in the store? There's like chocolates and roses and,
so
and you, tech, though.
So you set the bar really low, so
you
no expectations.
Low. Yeah,
the bar
and then
low.
You can surprise sometime year round when they're not expecting it. Right.
We have Chicago interior designer Susan Brunstrom on the line. Susan, what's he doing wrong?
Oh, Patty, he's doing a few things wrong.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, because Valentine's Day is upon us and we're thinking about love and relationships, you also need to think about how to get your home relationship and date ready, whether that's for today or really any time of the year, right?
There you go, Steve, for any time of the year for the surprises.
That's
any
what I'm talking
of the year
about.
Right, for those surprises. And really, there's no need for a massive renovation or even to redecorate. You just need to keep it simple and create a comfortable atmosphere. Women, you don't need to overdo it, and men, you don't need to underdo it. You know, it's really, this is real life. It's not a scene from a movie. So I do have a few tips or do's that I think are really important to get your home date ready.
Okay.
One, do personalize your home. Showcase your interests. And your family, maybe with photos or books or objects that you've collected from vacation or a collection. This is a conversation starter, and it helps tell your date who you really are.
Kind of gives them a peek into your life, like if you like to travel,
absolutely.
If you like animals, if you have nieces and nephews and things like that, right?
Correct.
I love
Correct.
That. Okay, next.
Yep. Two, do straighten up your home. Clean it. Clear your clutter. Be neat, but not perfect. Again, this suggests thoughtfulness and respect and organization.
Do you think for men maybe, or even for women who maybe aren't that great at cleaning up, maybe they just rent an apartment for like an Airbnb that they know is really clean?
No. Well, you kind of have to know who your partner's going to be, right?
Okay, fair.
So if they're messy, you're going to be living with that. But just try to clean it up.
Yeah, I really,
you know,
if I could go back, Susan, those first few dates of my husband, I probably should have seen the telltale signs.
Yeah, they kind of stay with you.
Yeah, he has a high tolerance for clutter. Okay, what's...
There you go. Third, do cozy up your home.
Okay.
Upgrade your bedding, your sheets, your pillows, your blankets, your throws. This actually reveals the importance of intimacy to you and to your date, and it implies trust.
And for guys, I mean, they always think, oh, where am I going to go get this stuff? There's a lot of great places you can go. You can go high-end, you can go low-end, you can go in the middle. HomeGoods has some good choices. It's very eclectic. You can find different styles, you know, even if you go to Target. Steve's writing this all down.
I'm taking diligent notes here.
Yes. Okay, what else?
Good, I'm glad. Four, do share a meal with your date at your home. Set the table, stock the fridge, have dinner partially cooked and prepared or brought in, and then cook the rest of the meal together. This again implies collaboration and creativity and partnership.
I'm trying to
and
think about
it. I'm seeing the look on Patty's face.
I know.
Something on your date.
I know.
Other
I'm trying
to, you know.
Yes.
Kind of fun.
Well, it can be, because it can be sensual too. Cooking has a sensuality to it.
Yep.
I'm just thinking of the first time I saw my husband cooking, he was putting carrots into the spaghetti, and I was like, nope, he's never going to cook.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my family puts carrots in their spaghetti.
What is that?
I think it just depends on if you're Southern Italian or Northern Italian. The opposite is cinnamon in your sauce.
Really?
But anyway.
Well, he's Irish, so I don't know what's wrong with him.
There you go. Well, and my fifth do, Patty, is do be green in your home.
Okay.
Live with something else that's living, such as trees or a plant, fresh flowers, a dog, a cat. This suggests that you're nurturing and caring and that you pay attention to the details.
I like that.
See, I'm good there. I've got live plants.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. I mean, when you take a look at these five do's, who wouldn't want a relationship with someone who has all the wonderful characteristics?
Well, there's,
right, that these imply.
I agree. Well, I mean, there has to be a little bit more. Obviously, personality helps.
Of course. Yes. That's true.
Now,
That's true.
There's one, I don't know if you have this for a list for later, but there's something on your list that caught my eye that I think that a lot of guys, and this could be true of women too, about where your mattress and box spring is.
Yes. That was kind of the don'ts. Don't have a mattress and box spring on the floor. Make sure you actually have a bed.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I didn't know there was
a
don't list.
Low bar, but.
I wonder how long the don't list is. Okay, do not put your mattress on the floor.
I had one of these for about 4 or 5 years, and it was a blow-up bed on the mattress.
Very lonely nights. Is this because you guys don't like Allen wrenches? You don't want to go to IKEA and pick something up for $100? I mean, it's not that hard, you guys.
It was hard. And the thing was, whenever it would have multiple pops in it, too, so it would have so much duct tape and super glue on it. I don't know why anybody talks to me in the first place.
You're making Susan's heart hurt.
Sorry, Susan.
Well, the opposite of that is women who have a very overdone home or a floral home, kind of frilly. That makes some men and others just not comfortable. Like, there's just too much in it. So you see one thing or the other, right? You're either too sparse, and there's no personality in your home, or you have so much personality that you're not leaving enough room for your date's personality to be there as well with you.
So it's almost like too big, too bold. If you have too much floral stuff, you've got the bed skirt, you've got the floral curtains, the overly dainty for men.
It is, and they're not comfortable there. But women aren't comfortable in a home that's so sparse and impersonal that they don't have a good understanding of who they're with.
Or they're not comfortable on the floor. Can I just put that out there for a minute?
We're not comfortable on the floor. Yeah. But I really, my best advice really is to just remember that a first impression is not just important, it's lasting.
Right.
I mean, look at Patty, what you've been saying about your first date with your husband, or, it stays with you, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So look around your home. What does it say about you? And does it match who you really are? It should.
My husband benefited from the very long string of horrible men I dated before him. So that I overlooked the laundry on his health rider.
Classic.
Yeah.
I really think, Patty, that your home needs to tell your story, and you need to let it help you and not hinder you in finding the love of your life.
So women can avoid overwhelming a guy with having too much floral going on. Women also do think that, like, having more candles everywhere is seductive. Well, how does that play for men?
I think a nice scent is great in a home. I think, again, overdoing it. One candle is lovely. You don't need 7 or 8 or 10.
I have to agree. Yeah, then it feels like you're like in some sort of weird horror
movie.
Some sort
of seance.
Yeah, seance. That's what it is.
Yeah, seance, or, you're in a seduction scene in a movie. And right. You're not really, yeah.
You also yes, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you want to have it be subtle, and it does make, if there's a nice scent to it, like a vanilla or I don't know. Mm-hmm. What are the smells that you like? Sandalwood? What do you like, Steve?
I've got beechwood and sandalwood at my place.
There you go. There you go. Like that.
How about pillows? Because I know that women love their pillows.
Yes. Pare those down. 2 on the couch, maybe on the sofa, maybe 3, but don't overdo them. You just don't need to. Again, they make men uncomfortable, and the goal here is to make your date comfortable.
I've never understood the pillow obsession. Like, okay. In a hotel, too, you got, like, 9 pillows on the bed. Who sleeps with 9 pillows?
Okay, Susan, so, and Steve, and here's the thing. So all the things that I'm saying about my husband in the first dates, he will tell you, I've got 6 pillows on the couch and 20, I'm not kidding you, Susan, 22 pillows on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how do you get in there at night?
I have a catapult. I just sort of launch myself. And my poor husband, there's a moat. We're not having any more kids for a while, so just
Well, you do have a nest of pillows on the floor, so, you know, that works if you need to sleep on the floor.
Exactly. If someone's out of the bed, thank God for the king
size. Someone's out of the bed. Yeah. But really, it's all a matter about thinking of someone coming into your home for the first time, right? Because when you first start dating, it's typically somewhere else. It's not in your home, right? You go to dinner, you go to coffee, you go to lunch, and you go to a movie or you do something. But once you invite someone into your home, you've just upped the intimacy level.
I love that. I love that, you want to be relaxed, you want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take a break here. Do you mind hanging on for another segment? Because I want to talk about, sort of the quick sexy tips.
Sure.
Is that you comfortable talking about the quick sexy tips?
I can talk quick sexy tips, absolutely.
And then also your website. Where can people find out more information about your company and the work that you do?
We're at Sweet Peas. Sweetpeas-inspired.com.
Sweetpeas-inspired.com. Again, we're talking to Chicago interior designer Susan Brunstrom, and we appreciate you staying up so late tonight. And she was recently selected as one of the top 25 interior designers in Illinois. We might need your help at my house, Susan. I'm just saying. More after this on 720 WGN. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We are in the Allstate Showcase studio hanging out with tech guru, gadget guy, Steve Van Dinter. Follow him on Twitter, at S. Van Dinter. And we have on the line with us, we have interior designer Susan Brunstrom. I feel like I have to say it fancier, Susan, because there's just something fancier about interior designers.
Say that again. I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I feel like I have to say you're fancier. You're an interior designer.
Designer. Oh.
It's just, where'd you grow up, Susan?
I grew up in Deerfield, so I'm a Chicago gal.
And when did you decide? When did you know that you wanted to be an interior designer?
So this is actually my second act. I pivoted at the age of 38. I've had my business for 14 years now. Prior to that, I was in marketing and advertising and had a whole other career. And design kind of happened to me, interiors. It found me. And it's been a wonderful journey.
I love that. I love that you're like, you know what, next. Because I think that sometimes we feel sort of as though, well, this is what I studied to do. This is what I have my experience. I've collected all these years in this one industry. I think that's great that you're like, nope, I know what I want to do next. And you've created this business.
Yes. I still use so much of what I did learn in marketing and advertising. But that creativity piece of me, but I just have taken it in a different direction.
Because I do struggle with decorating. Do you tend to work with clients who like maybe have larger spaces? Do you focus more on apartments or houses, or it depends on your client?
It really is dependent on the client, Patty. At this point, it really is the relationship, and it doesn't matter the size of the home, even the location, whether it's a suburban home, an urban loft, a second home in Naples or Colorado. It's really all based on the client. You know, design is really personal. And so building that relationship is really what makes the best design.
Are you constantly redoing your place? I always imagine interior designers are like, nope, I have to change all of this.
I think the same thing.
No, I don't. Because I am dealing with everybody else's homes all day long. So I have to be honest with you. Once my home is settled, now I have moved 3 times in 4 years. So, but prior to that, I stayed in homes for 10 years each. But once I have things settled, I may add like a new piece of artwork or a new accessory or something like that. But I need to have that calm collectedness when I get into my own home because I'm dealing with everybody else's homes all day.
What do you, we mentioned earlier when we were talking about some of the do's and don'ts and things that, you know, well, let's talk about pillows and blankets. I mentioned you can go to Home Goods. What are the items that people should make the investment on? Is it the couch? Is it a rug? What are the things that they should really, if they're going to spend more money on something?
So I always suggest that you spend money on the furnishing that you use the most. So you are correct. Is that your sofa in your family room? Is that where you plop down every night to watch television? Or is it, do you have a favorite chair that you like to read in? Those, it's the items that you spend the most time in or on, right? Are you someone who entertains a lot and your dining room gets used all the time, your dining room table or your kitchen table? Make sure those chairs are really cozy and comfortable because you want to have a great conversation and you want people to stay and you know, and enjoy their experience around your table. I believe that if you love artwork, then spend money on it. You may be a rug person. So maybe that's important to you. Having said that, you may have dogs and kids and feel like at this stage in your life, you don't want to spend good money on a rug. So don't. It really is what's important to you, and we can work that high, low in.
Because I ordered a rug, and I told my husband, I'm like, I think you'll like it. It's got some reds and blues. And he said, you know that those are the Bulls colors, red and black. So we're having a little bit of a struggle with that. But I think we'll be able to work it all out. Now, we're also talking about how to, you know, get in the romantic mood, whether it's having someone over to your house on a date. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Valentine's Day, but there are some ideas that you have for quick, sexy tips for men and women. What are some of the ideas you have?
So make sure you have music playing softly throughout. Again, this sets the mood, but it also has that calming effect. So I think that's really important, and that's easy to do these days. You know, that's not hard to have music playing throughout. Secondly,
our guest Steve is like nodding his head because as our guru gadget guy, he also, you know, we have these, you know, gadgets like Amazon Echo and Google Play. Right. So you can have them, you know, sort of ready to go with some great playlists. But the other thing is, and Susan, I don't know if you've been using these yet, but these Philips Hue lights, which
I was thinking the same thing, Patty.
You can set the mood with your phone.
Using it tonight. I had it mimicking candlelight throughout my place, which was really a
cool
effect.
Flicker?
Yeah, so it kind of did a nice little pulse of different, like an orange and yellowish light and a little low dim. Like,
Susan, have you had a chance to try these yet?
I have not. I thought that just putting everything on dimmers was pretty good. So you guys have one on me here that I don't know about.
How many colors does
so
Philips
these light
have?
Bulbs can do 16 million colors, all controlled via an app or your voice. So it's a lot of options, and they just pushed down this new, what they're calling their Philips Hue Labs, which is what I was trying out tonight, where they have these scenes that they can create. So they're called living scenes, and one of them is candlelight, and it kind of gives it that romantic-y, like, you know, candlelit flicker from your lamps. It's a really cool thing.
I wonder if they can do like sort of reflecting water sort of feel to it.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the sky's the limit.
I'm just saying, Susan. I'm just brainstorming here for both of you.
I love that. You just taught me something new. I'm going to look it up. Thank you.
So we've got music playing softly throughout. What should we do next to get in the mood?
You definitely need a cozy throw or a blanket for cuddling on your sofa. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's clean. Throw it in the
thank you.
Throw it in the dryer as right with a fabric softener, maybe a fabric softener sheet.
Oh yes,
right.
Fresh.
Yeah,
fresh downy smell. That's it. I'm sorry, but clean is sexy, guys. I'm just saying.
Clean is sexy. In fact, you just led me to my next tip, Patty.
Yay.
And that is make sure the towels in your bathroom are clean.
Yes, please.
And I like white towels, no dark colored towels. One can't tell if they're clean or dirty. So white or light colored towels are nice. And if you think your date's going to spend the night, have an extra toothbrush handy.
That's very polite. Well, and now do you have it still in the packaging, though, and like with her name with a name written on it so that she knows it or he
going
knows?
A little far.
I like the packaging idea, though.
Leave it in the
package. It's clean, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you know that it's a fresh, clean toothbrush. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, like, how? But here's the thing: if you're a nosy date like me, and then I check the medicine cabinet, just like stocked with toothbrushes,
name after name.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am terrible. I do look in people's medicine cabinets. Never invite me over to your house. Just saying, I will look through your stuff.
I have a tendency to look through people's refrigerators.
Really? Interesting.
What are you looking
for? Versus medicine cabinets. I don't know. I always think it's interesting what food we buy and what's in our refrigerators, what we stock. Like, that tells me something about you.
I agree. Yes.
Do you just have ketchup and mustard? Or do you have... Do you have capers in there? Do you have horseradish?
Yes.
You know, that tells me, are you a cook or are you not? You know, do you, I don't know. It just gives me a sense of who you are.
Do you toss out those vegetables when they've gone bad? Or is there a sloppy mess in that plastic bag?
Right. Yeah, and is it moldy so and gross. Gross in there? Yeah, again, that kind of tells me, are you neat and tidy or are you not?
I'm laughing because there was a time when I was be gifted a 10 jars of pickles. And
ten jars.
Yes. And I needed to put all of them in my refrigerator at one time, and then I had a date come over, and
no!
She was like,
"That's so creepy."
I was like, "What's with all the pickles?"
She thought you had a pickle fetish.
I did not mean to sabotage your romantic life.
Oh, this was from you?
It was from me.
Nice.
I bought him a whole case of pickles.
Yes.
All the pickle makers from all over the Chicagoland area. It was a funny joke at the time.
Not so funny that evening.
I did not think forward to a date opening his refrigerator.
No, to be honest, it just adds to the story, because if she can't love me for my pickles, then I don't want her in my life.
Fair enough.
But
I have a question.
You did have a story to tell.
Yes.
Right?
Very
so that
true.
Was good. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot here, Susan.
You had a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm, that's
she
right.
Learned something about you that night. So.
Yes.
And all that.
Still waiting for that call back from her. But
no.
All good.
We have been talking to Chicago interior designer Susan Brunstrom to help make your home date ready. These are tips for women and men to make their home sexy and a perfect backdrop for romance. You can go to sweetpeas-inspired.com to find out more about the work that Susan does. Susan, is this also the Amara Facebook page? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Facebook page is, again, Sweet Peas Design, and you will find us.
Okay, wonderful. I look forward to talking to you again, because I know that I have so many questions about trends and what I should be. I struggle. I've struggled for a long time with getting my house the way I want it to. So
me too.
Well, happy to help. We love to work with couples, with single guys, with single women, families with kids, at any ages, whether you have little ones, whether you have college kids that are in your empty nesters, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, right-sizing. I've kind of done it all, so I can help our clients kind of transition.
And we need your help. Again, go to Sweet Peas, that's Sweet Peas, like the sweet peas you eat, sweetpeas-inspired.com. Susan, have a great Valentine's Day. Thank you for staying up so late.
You too.
Talk to you again soon. Did you celebrate Fat Tuesday? I went to the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park and had so much good food. I had my gumbo, my jambalaya, some andouille sausage. We had ribs, of course, because they got the best ribs in Chicago. So, oh my God, so good. It was so crowded, too. I've never been there when it was so... People were having trouble parking. Everyone needed to be at the Gale Street Inn having a Sazerac. I also had... I've never had Abita. Have you ever had Abita? I had Abita's Purple Haze Lager. Have you ever tried Abita's?
I believe I have.
It was really good. It was so funny because I ordered Abita and the Purple Haze, and I realized after I put the order in that there's a lager and an IPA, and I went back to the waitress and I said, hey, and I go to the Gale Street Inn a lot. I meant the lager. She goes, I know, Patty. she goes, you don't like IPAs. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true. I don't. Do you like IPAs?
I love IPAs.
Do you really?
See, I think I've had the Purple Haze IPA when you said that.
How is it?
Good. I mean, I love all IPAs.
The Purple Haze Lager was really, really good. All the food. That was the best Fat Tuesday I think I've had. I mean, I usually go to George's, to the Gale Street Inn, and I have to say they outdid themselves this year. So it was a lot of fun. Brooke Griffin, we had some oysters, and we got home, Esmeralda. Steve Griffin and I went to the Gale Street Inn. We put in our order for carryout so we could go home with Steve and Declan. And I said, Griffin, you want to get some oysters with me in the bar area? And he goes, yeah, I'll get some oysters with you. And when I got home, Steve came in and he goes, hey, Griffin wants me to tell you that he doesn't actually like oysters. He just eats them with you because he thinks that you like to eat oysters with him. I'm like, I just like oysters. I was always impressed that he liked them. I thought he liked them. Have you ever had something that you just keep eating because, like, whatever person has, like, a tradition? Because my tradition.
I really don't like it.
Yeah. He just needs to say something. He didn't want to hurt my feelings. I mean, you're not hurting my feelings. I'll eat your oysters.
Are these raw oysters?
They're raw oysters, yeah. Ez, do you like raw oysters?
Oh, I love raw oysters.
Me too.
I will go in his place.
Yes, you and I should go. They had really good oysters tonight. And we had like this, you know, like the like a ledge area that had people on both sides, and the people on the other side did not like oysters.
So they're watching you slurp them down?
Yeah, like, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Sorry for everybody that just
What is it? Is it like a briny taste? Like,
well, I love putting all the horseradish and the cocktail sauce and lemon juice in there, too. And then the
Wait,
the
have
the
you never had them, Steve, or are you just trying to wonder
once.
Why?
I had it once, but I don't understand the obsession with them because it kind of tasted like a briny, salty, just
there's
some,
there's you know. Bad oysters.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I can't figure out for you what would be a good oyster for you.
But like they'll bring out, so my family, I've got a lot of relatives that live in the west coast of Florida, so we go down to visit them. They love oysters, and they talk about where they're sourced and all the different like flavor profiles to them, and it's just I don't get it.
Well, now there could be a different, like, if you might like west coast.
Yeah.
On the west coast side, because those are sweeter.
Yes,
there
true.
We go.
And you can definitely taste the difference. At least I do. I like East Coast oysters because they're brinier and saltier.
Is there a region that has like the bigger, meatier ones? Because I always feel like
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where those come from.
It's that slime, I think, that gets
okay.
me.
There's no slime.
It's like
bad oysters if there's a
thing.
Slime.
It just
texture doesn't. It's not. It's, it was
like
some people
with tomatoes. I like the taste of tomatoes, but I don't like tomatoes in their raw form. It's that texture.
Well, I can see that.
And guava and passion fruit.
You have
same
a list.
Things.
You have a list.
Oh yeah, they all have the same profile to me.
Like, ew, is your profile?
Ew.
Ew,
like I love texture. That you have guava and passion fruit.
Well, I lived in Hawaii for a little bit, so I loved picking them in the jungle and smelling them, but then when I put them in my mouth, I didn't like the texture, but I liked the taste.
I don't know if I've ever had guava.
What about smoothie?
Oh, I love them in
a
smoothie.
Do you just have a guava smoothie?
No, I love them. Yeah, I have them frozen in my freezer, and then I'll like make smoothies out of them, but I can't like eat the fruit.
Well, these are pretty. I don't know what guava tastes like.
The guavas are, they're great. They're like, the taste is amazing, but it's like a slime. In it. So guava and passion fruit, you open them up, and they're kind of like a snot-like. Like it's a, you know what the inside of a tomato is like, that kind of gelatinous, like.
And there goes the guava industry. The guava industry imploded one night on the Pretty Light Show.
It is amazing taste. It's just the texture.
Yeah, I've had guava. I've never had it fresh.
Yes, it's like the inside of a tomato, which I don't like either. That slimy with the seeds.
But I like that.
See, I don't like cantaloupe. Not that it's slimy, but I hate the texture of cantaloupe.
Really?
Cantaloupe is so stupid.
I like cantaloupe.
Is that because that's the one they always throw in the fruit salad?
Well,
yes,
it's the green one that they throw in the fruit salad no one likes.
The honeydew.
You find me someone that loves the honeydew melon?
Yeah. Whenever I go out to eat and it says fruit salad, I'm like, no melon. Give me all your berries. Make your chef angry, but I'm going to need all your raspberries, your blueberries, and your strawberries in this bowl.
Yeah,
when
and
it
you
comes
get
out.
Green melon is what you're going to get.
And banana. Banana makes everything taste banana. That's the problem.
It's a very strong flavor.
Talk about slimy.
Exactly.
That gets slimy.
That does get slimy.
No, it's a different slime.
I feel like we're having a fruit salad throwdown right now. I love cantaloupe. No, I like guava. All right. Michael, what are your fruit go-tos and avoidances?
I love pineapple.
Oh,
oh
I
yeah,
love
me
pineapple.
Too.
Ez, where are your pineapples?
Come on. Pineapple, yeah.
Pineapples makes everybody happy. What do you hate?
As far as fruit goes,
yeah.
Oh, I'm on board with that cantaloupe thing. What's the deal with cantaloupe?
Sounds like a Seinfeld.
I'm not big fan of, what's that fruit? I think it's a melon, but the seeds look like rabbit poops.
Oh, papaya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't like papaya.
It tastes like dirty sock smell.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got a weird, I don't like it.
Weird tangy.
I'm not a fan.
My mom loves mango and papaya. Yes.
I love mango.
I don't like mango.
Mango's great, but papaya, yeah. And then the rabbit poop seeds just throw me off completely.
Which is how passion fruit is. They've got these weird little black seeds that are crunchy.
This all sounds like great candles. We were talking about candles right. earlier. I'm like, mango, papaya. Have you guys ever had a pluot before?
No.
Those are the little plums, right?
Yes.
Yes,
a plum
I've had
and
them.
Apricot.
Yeah.
Combined into one.
Have you had one of those, they're an orange? I guess they're in the orange family. Yes, and you eat the
rind with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So weird.
Those are weird, but they have a very strong taste to them.
Wow.
I remember growing up, I never had a kiwi in my life.
Really?
And then everybody we had was having kiwi. They're a pain, though. You got to peel them.
You just use a spoon. You carve them out with a spoon.
You eat the fuzzy out. Yeah, but I'm not eating it out of the skin.
You
out
cut
of the,
them in half,
out of the
and then
skin.
You scoop them out.
Exactly.
How do I put that on the plate?
It has its own bowl.
Yeah. You scoop it out, and then you can scoop them out and then slice them so that if you're going to put them in a fruit salad or something.
So you know what I always think looks like it's going to be nice is star fruit.
Those are good.
Are they really?
They're a hard fruit to like serve to people. You cut them up, they've got the star thing, but they still have to peel the rind off of them.
Right, because they're a little tougher on the edges, right? See?
Pomegranates.
Oh,
I love pomegranates.
So much work.
But have you also realized that you have to chew on this disgustingly chewy seed?
Yeah, that creeps me out again. Again,
Esmeralda
texture.
Is not a fan of the seeds.
I'm not a fan.
I'm on board with her on that one.
I used to eat pomegranates as a kid, and then I got one as an adult, and I'm just thinking, like, why did I like these?
It doesn't hold up. It's like all those 80s movies from the past. It's just like, I watched it when I was a kid.
I mean, I love pomegranate juice, and like, if someone gives me the juice, it's fine, but if I have to chew on them, ugh.
See, that's me and passion fruit. I think you would have the same feeling about passion fruit.
Probably.
See, I just stick with my raspberries, my blueberries.
If people would give them to you.
We have a text message from the 773. You guys are totally killing the fruit industry. That's one from Evanston.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, we love all the other ones.
I love fruit, yeah.
We are four people. You can agree or disagree with us. By the way, now, do you think that in these lunch boxes that the president wants to send out to people who are currently on food stamps? Now, I mean, this is a strange thing because I'm trying to figure out like where are these boxes going to. Have you heard about this?
Is this the SNAP program?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where this, but my concern is what happens to the grocery stores, right? Because people now have their SNAP cards. They go to the grocery store. They go to Walmart.
Yep.
They buy their groceries there. It's kind of subsidizing also grocery stores. It's not just the people who. It's going to be strange. But he compared it to Blue Apron. Which I thought, but people get to pick what's in their blue apron.
Right? Is it like a fruit box, like a fruit veggie box?
So currently they said there'll be no fresh fruit and vegetables.
Oh.
Why? What?
Yeah.
Well, then what are you giving them?
I don't, boxes of mac and cheese. Like all this, you know, all the stuff that people put
in non-perishable stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff
So stuff that isn't that great for you. Honestly.
Apparently.
I mean, fresh processed fruit and vegetables.
Probably a lot of processed foods.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know what's going to happen. A friend of mine who is on Facebook, her name is Felicia Michaels, a comedian, said that her family was on food stamps when she was a kid. And she remembered when President Reagan released 500 tons of government cheese. She said, we didn't go hungry, but we didn't crap for a year. So that was what she said. About that, she has memories of growing up on food stamps as well, but I've never tried any of the Blue Apron. It's interesting. I wonder if somebody owns stock and they're like, "Here, get the president to say Blue Apron." Have you ever tried the Blue Apron?
I have.
Boxes?
I've done HelloFresh, Blue Apron. Actually, I think I've tried all of them, including the smoothie one. I can't remember what that one was called.
Yeah, but those come with vegetables and fruit,
right? But you know, the thing is, like, I order them for one. I don't want to shoot down this industry too, but I felt bad for the environment when I got these boxes because you get your box. And then inside the box is like all of this like insulation that's protecting your fruit and your fish or whatever you got. But then you're left with this afterwards. And I'm like, it's got to go in the landfill. Like it just,
right.
I saved a lot of it. So, you know, you could refreeze them and then use them again. But then I ended up with a freezer full of like these ice bags and I didn't need those either.
Very strange. Although maybe the goal is to reinvigorate the paper industry by putting all this food in boxes.
Oh, there you
maybe
go.
That's, you know, we may not be able to save coal jobs, but maybe paper jobs.
Amazon's got to be doing a good job with that, though.
Absolutely. Trucker Rich, what do you have to tell us? How are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Very well.
Good. I heard you guys talking about them food boxes from the president, and I was reading online, you know, like, he wants to put in, like, what brain dead here, an old guy moment, shelf life milk.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I was in the Army, and we had that in the field, and that is the nastiest stuff in the world.
So is that like canned milk, like evaporated milk?
Sort of. It's in a little juice box. You stick a straw through it, and just like drinking out of a little juice box. But, you know, it's like, well, why don't you just give everybody 3 MREs a day? You know?
Oh, interesting. Well, I think,
you know,
that,
I mean,
I think that we should all do it then. I think if we're going to send it out to maybe we just all become part of the program and we get sent boxes of food.
Oh, yeah. Then Oh, I'm sorry. Become a vegetarian and just live in a field and eat grass.
You know? Maybe that's the goal. Maybe that's a way to get more in touch with the environment. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. That was one of the things. My friend Felicia said that she also had her family would receive from the government to subsidize their food was powdered milk. And she still has trouble just drinking any milk because of the experience. Do you drink milk now, right, Trucker Rich, or do you still think of the shelf life milk from the military?
No, I drink milk by the gallon. I got a couple 3 pet cats, and they like to drink. They like to try to drink out of my glass of milk when I'm having lunch. So I end up getting like a McDonald's cup and leaving a lid on and drinking it with a straw. But I'll have like 2 large. McDonald's Coke sized glasses of milk with lunch and supper.
Some for you, some for them, huh?
Well, no, I put the lid on it, so it's all for me.
if they want
some milk, they can get up and open the refrigerator door and pour it themselves.
You're not doing them any favors yet. I love it.
Right.
Well, thank you, Rich. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
Talk to you again soon.
Good to hear from you. Yep. Good luck on your stair climb.
Oh, man.
I'll be thinking about you. I would love to come in here and try it, but I can't get the time off from work to come in and at least try 12 steps with you. I don't know how my lungs would take it to the top, but
someday. Well, when you get a chance, start with two flights of stairs and then 4 flights of stairs. Whenever you get a chance, take the stairs. Skip the elevator.
Well, I usually try to walk upstairs with when I go to the doctor's office or whatever, or instead of the elevator.
Exactly.
I try to do that, but it's only been 9 months since they took out a half a lung, so.
Right. Take it easy.
Just walking around, I'm still even just walking around is a plus. So,
I agree.
Remind Esmeralda that it's foggy out here in the out west.
Out west where? Whereabouts?
I'm on 88, somewhere between lost and found. I think I'm. I think I just entered. I just left DeKalb County because the speed limit just went from 70 to 60. So.
Oh, those guys. They'll do that to you.
Yeah.
They'll change it up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. It's great to hear from Trucker Rich somewhere between lost and found. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
All right. You too. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Too. More after this on 720 WGN. Tell us something good. What are you happy about? What's making you smile tonight?
Tell me something good.
We are winding down here on Pretty Late. Daniel Bielan for Nick DiGilio coming up in just a little bit. And Steve Van Dinter, our tech guru, our gadget guy from Verizon Wireless, has been joining us tonight telling us about some cool gadgets. And we didn't even get to those cool phone cases before we tell them something good. I like that that rose gold, like glittery one.
This guy, the
spec's really good.
The spec is cool. All the ones I brought are going to look nice, and they protect your phone from a 10-foot drop, so that's cool. The other one that really is popular, a lot of people love, especially my mom, is this waterfall case by Casemate.
That's very
fun. It's got glitter inside of it. So lots of cool options to protect your phone
and jazz it up a little bit.
Make it look nice at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah.
My something good, and Curtis and Cassara did great jobs, but I'm so glad to have Michael Heidemann back in studio. And I'm glad that you had a good weekend, too. You traveled and had some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go to the Magic Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you back in the booth. Get behind the glass and stay there.
Yeah. Okay. I will. It's good to see you, too, Patty.
Thank you.
So nice to be back.
And Steve, tell us something good.
I am actually getting out of the cold weather this weekend and going out of country, going to the Dominican Republic for a week. So I'm very excited about that. We do a big trip with me and my friends. 40 of us going this year. So we every year it continues to grow.
40 of your friends?
Yeah, you know.
We've been
doing it for 15 years.
Yeah, as it's trying to understand. Can you imagine?
I don't know that many people in general.
I mean, after 15 years, it's, people hear about it. I mean, you guys are going to be welcome next year to come along. But no, it's a fun time. It's a lot of people that go, but we don't all hang out together at the same time. So a lot of people break off into small groups. But just good to kind of go and take over, basically a resort. And
where? What other places have you been besides Dominican?
So we've done Riviera Maya, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, We've been to Punta Cana before in Dominican, so this will be our second time there, not the same resort.
So every year you pick a resort.
Different spot. Or we'll go on a cruise. It depends. We've got a ringleader, my buddy Mark, who, God bless him, but he's the one that organizes the whole thing, and we just vote on where we want to go and send the money. And
And how long are you going for?
For a week.
For a whole week?
Yeah.
With 40 people?
40 people. That'll be fun.
Well, you're right. I mean, if you don't really, you know some of them. Like, how many in the 40 do you actually know?
Probably a good 30 of them.
I don't know 30 people. I don't know 30 people I could travel
give me a break.
With. Not that I could travel with.
Yeah.
That's specific.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be very fun. Tracy, tell me something good.
Patty, I am happy that Chicago baseball is back for this year. Your Cubs and my White Sox.
There you go. Yeah, Cubs and pitchers are back. That reminds me, Michael, tomorrow night we need to get Kevin Powell on the air. And he's out in Arizona speaking of people in warm weather.
Nice.
The station is. Again, Cochran's out in Vegas. Rokon's in the Harry Carey event. Justin Kaufman's got a cocktail party.
Where are we going?
I can't even get into the parking lot.
We're still working on the parking lot.
Baby steps.
Yeah, you know there's a toast to Harry Carey. Is it tomorrow? Toast for Harry Carey?
It's on Thursday, I believe, at Harry Carey's is the big toast.
Thursday. Oh, okay.
And I hope I'm not
wrong. You guys got Yu Darvish pitching for you. The Cubs has been trying to get Yu Darvish for the longest, and you finally nabbed him.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes me a little bit nervous with how much we're spending on him. $125 million. And he's not, I mean, you got to hope that he's more consistent is all.
Yeah. Because of what happened in the World Series last year, it was a stunner.
Absolutely.
But I truly think, I honestly think that both teams are going to do really good this year.
From your lips, just saying.
Are you feeling
a Crosstown Classic?
Yep. Yes, I am.
What? Yeah. Ooh, Tracy.
We got to get it back from you guys, too, because you guys really stomped us in that Crosstown.
but a Crosstown World Series, what do you think? Crosstown World Series, do you think we got a shot at doing that this year?
Yeah, that'll be a long shot. Now, Crosstown World Series. There's a long chopper. Ooh, would that be good?
I know. Well, we'll see.
That would be really nice.
I'm calling the Cubs for at least. Do we have two Crosstown Classics this year? I think we usually have two, don't we?
I think we have. If I'm right, I think we have four games.
Okay.
I don't know if I got to check my schedule. I don't know if the first games are at Wrigley or at a guaranteed rate. I'm not sure, but I know we have. I know it's sometime in July.
Well, I'm calling the Cubs. I'm calling the Cubs are going to win three out of the four.
The first year.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been betting.
I know you're a Cubs fan, Patty. I have the majority of my friends are Cubs fans. That's the strange thing about it. The majority of my friends are Cubs fans and less Sox fans. But you know I'm a Sox fan through and through, you know.
I know. Well, we'll make some bets as the games get closer. Have a great evening, Tracy. Great to hear from you.
You too, Patty. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Hey, Steve, where can people find out more about all the great gadgets that you brought along with you tonight?
Sure, you can check out our website, verizonwireless.com. You can stop by any local store.
Excellent. Thank you for all these fun toys. Again,
thanks for having me.
I can't decide what I like better, the ring or the little printer.
I think the printer's the most unique, but
it's very
the
unique.
Ring is also really, really good.
So ring, again, I think I have to get it. We bought that camera for my husband, and he never put it up. So we're very bad about getting gadgets in the house and then doing nothing with them.
You baby step them there, and then you just got to, you know, install them.
Well, I love when I walk in the kitchen and I hear him say, "Hey, Google, can you play some Bonnie Raitt?" Like, he'll do all kinds of musicians on there. So
I love that.
We almost entirely use it for music.
Well,
we try to ask her some questions.
You can say, "Hey, Google, let's get romantic." And
no, that seems weird.
It'll play some nice music for you.
All right, then fine.
Yeah, set the mood.
I will give it a shot.